This is Christopher with Jonja.net. I am here on the phone talking with Colin Ferguson, star of Sci-Fi Channel's Eureka.
Hey, everybody.
How do you do today?
Pretty good.
Okay, great. Once again, thank you for giving us a call.
Oh, pleasure.
All right. Let's see. I'm just looking at your bio real quick here and everything. I see to pay for college, you got into improv. Now,
yeah.
Sorry for making, you know, for that sounding odd, but most people say they flip burgers. So how did we get the decision to go to improv in order to pay for your higher education?
Well, it was I was a really, really shy kid, and I had a buddy who was trying it out on Saturdays, and he would come and get me, and I just sort of didn't know how to say no, so I'd go to this improv thing, and I guess a couple classes in, they said, you know, if we choose you, you'll be working in the bars around the city with us, and it's a good way to make money. And so when they showed their interest, I was like, well, I'm doing that. I'll just do that on the weekends, and that'll sort of pay for first thing. So I sort of fell into it.
You did a lot of little odd jobs before you really got into acting. You taught high school for a while. Is that right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, you kind of hit me as you remind me of sort of like the really cool teacher that I always wished I was going to get, but I end up with, you know, Mrs. Snorkel or something instead.
Yeah, I mean, so I was really young at the time, too, so I had a sympathy and I think a camaraderie with the kids, just because it was about the test and it was about teaching them enough to pass the test and, you know, some stuff that I thought was really interesting along the way,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to sort of blindly teaching a curriculum that you don't really care about.
Right.
So you prep them for the test and then talk about all sorts of the interesting things about the subject that you think. And it's amazing. I mean, people love learning, I think.
Sure.
You know, if you're into it, you say, this is what I like, and this is why I like it, and this connects to this like this, and, you know, isn't that neat? And then this sort of develops to that, and it's amazing. I think, I'd like to think the kids were really into it.
Yeah, well, I got to think that, too. I was thinking high school teachers, your improv background might probably actually came in handy a little bit there. You're sort of performing for them as well, yeah.
Yeah, completely. And also, you know, it's also sort of switching gears for the kids, too, and sort of saying, all right, this is what the test is going to be about. Sort of about this. I got, you know, it's going to be about that. And so it's sort of treating them like adults.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, this is what you got to learn because this is how the system works. And then this is stuff that's really interesting. I found that they really responded to that.
We'll just kind of skip ahead here in a little bit. You did two seasons of Eureka. Actually, before you got into Eureka, you had a short series, Coupling.
Yeah.
Which was an NBC remake of a British program, correct?
Yeah, the British show is just amazing. Just
yeah.
Fantastic scripts, and Steve Moffat came over and was tried to help us set that up, but it was the wrong time, and it went down in flames, I guess. It was sort of the show that everybody was targeting to take down, and they
right.
very successfully did. It wasn't a great show.
It may have been ahead of its time or something, too, with and it may have suffered from being on a network rather than on something like Showtime or HBO. I mean, look how well, like, Sex and the City and that sort of stuff ended up doing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was such a great cast, and
mm-hmm.
sort of a testament to the cast, that the cast has all sort of found different niches, you know, and it's done really, really well, but it never really... I mean, it's even premature to say it was good or bad. The show never got a chance to find its feet.
No, I think you only did like 10 episodes, I think. That's not even a full season.
No, I think it aired 3.
Oh, and you only aired 3? Oh, my God.
It only aired 3. So
yeah.
The show really, really nipped it in the bud. But I think it was also that time when I think we got canceled on like a 13.
Yeah.
Because they wanted sort of, huge, huge numbers. But it was that time when it was shifting over. I mean, now amazing shows get like a 9.
Right.
You know, so
yeah,
it was a different landscape, I think, at the time.
Yeah, certainly the talent was there. The writer, Stephen Moffat, I know, is a fantastic writer and the talent that was there. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think it just maybe got shot down a little bit, little too early.
Yeah, and he writes all my favorite Doctor Who episodes.
Whenever yes.
There's a really cool Doctor Who episode, I always look and it's always Steve. Like that, the two-parter with the kid with the gas mask.
That one still. You just mentioned it, and I got chills going down my spine. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so well done.
It is very well done.
Crafted.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, read that you were actually a little bit of a Doctor Who fan, or at least a fan as far as some of the writing and stuff goes.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's a great show. I love this. I love the humor in it, and I love how it doesn't take itself so seriously. I mean, I'm jealous because they get to do these cheese ball special effects just can't take very long to shoot.
Right.
You know, and I'm stuck on a show where, you know, I'm up till 2 a.m, sort of laboring, you know.
Yeah, we want to get this
vis effects where it's going to come in here like this, and you know, like, why can't we have a cheesy plastic thing that sort of swings on a rope across the room? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well.
You've been renewed for a third season on Eureka. Congratulations.
Yep.
I was very happy to hear that. I've been a big fan of the show since it started.
Oh, thanks. And yeah, and this year we're doing 21.
Excellent.
Yeah, which is huge for us. I mean, the big complaint that we always heard all the time was, you know, oh, it's a neat show, but it's off for 8 months of the year.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to keep a fan base when you disappear for 8 months in a row.
Right. So is everyone coming back for the third season?
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's coming back. And there's a bunch of new characters, too, actually.
Great. What about Joe Morton? Because when we last saw him, he was heading off to do time or something like that, I think.
The fear with that stuff, as always, which was the first season as well, was that, you know, they're just going to sweep it under the carpet.
Oh, okay.
You know, and sort of go, oh, big cliffhanger, but not really.
Oh, okay.
The whole season was a dream. So Joe, actually, I mean, we're only shooting the first episode right now, but definitely for the first two or three, he's, you know, he's paying for it, and he's in court, and he's penance, and it's great. And they've worked in really great ways to get him involved, even though he actually can't be.
Right.
So which is really a testament to the writers. They've done a great job.
No, excellent. I was worried that he was going to go and not come back. I'm thinking, well, what is Carter going to do without his best friend?
You know? Right. Yeah. Absolutely. No, he's around. He's not free, and he's not, you know, he can't run around, but he's figuring it out, which is great.
Great. And I've read here and there on the websites and everything. I don't know how much of this you know or don't know, that we might finally see some romance for your character.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't know of anybody coming in who's going to be, but they keep dangling it like a carrot in the beginning of the season. You're going to cast a love interest.
Yeah, well, I've also heard that there's going to be a love interest for Jack Carter's house. So I'm hoping those two aren't connected.
You know what? Me too. No, they might be. I mean, yeah, I've heard that too. Maybe that'd be weird. I know my sister's coming into town, they say, as well.
Oh, interesting.
And the season starts with the fixer coming into town because sort of the idea is that the town's just basically falling apart.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, someone needs to come in and straighten this thing out because it's too much too fast. And Francis Fisher is playing that part.
Any big bombshells that you can, you know, maybe get out there about the upcoming third season?
Upcoming third season. There is actually. There's a Eureka may not be the town that people think it is.
Oh. All right, that's a good tease. I like that. Okay,
yeah.
you got me for sure. So what else have you got going? Have you anything else going on besides that at the moment?
Well, actually, yeah. I mean, one of the sort of the fun things about being on a show is that you work with so many directors and you work with so many, you know, producers over the course of the years. And my off season is generally filled with the directors who I've worked with during the year sort of calling up and saying, "Hey, I got a gig. You want to come and do this?" And so the supervising producer of last year, Grant Rosenberg, is now working on a show called Fear Itself, which is like an Outer Limits Twilight Zone type show. And so he called me up, and I'm actually doing an episode that's going to air, I think, June 19th.
Okay, excellent.
So it's sort of nice that, you know, the family that you build, you know, they call you up and say, "Hey, you know, come do this. We got to cast somebody. You're perfect. I'm lonely up in Edmonton."
That's excellent. That's great. I want to thank you again for giving me some time.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, thank you very much, Colin. Have a wonderful weekend, and thanks again.
All right, take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That was Colin Ferguson, star of Eureka, and this is JohnJay.net.